From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump spent all day Saturday meeting with several candidates for his cabinet. Trump held a meeting with 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney at a golf resort in New Jersey. Romney, who actively opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign, told reporters after the meeting that he and the president-elect had discussed a variety of topics.
Very thorough and in-depth discussion in the time we had. And appreciate the chance to speak with the president-elect and look forward to the coming administration and the things and the
Governor?
Things to be doing. Thank you.
Romney had been mentioned as a possible candidate for the Secretary of State's job. Trump met with several other people Saturday, including former Marine General James Mattis, who is under consideration or considered a leading candidate for Secretary of Defense. Late Saturday, the president-elect spoke with reporters, saying that he was impressed with everyone he met with.
Tremendous talent. We're seeing tremendous talent. People that, as I say, we will make America great again. These are really great people. These are really, really talented people. Yes, Marshall. We're doing this again tomorrow. Well, we think he's a great guy. I mean, he is some great man. We'll hear some things tomorrow, I think.
On Sunday, Trump will sit down with Wilbur Ross, a potential Commerce Secretary nominee. He will also meet with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was recently demoted in his role on the transition team. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Chinese President Xi Jinping Saturday at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Peru, with the Chinese leader saying the two countries are at a hinge moment in their relationship. Mr. Xi said that he had hoped the two sides will work together to focus on cooperation, manage our differences, and make sure there is a smooth transition in the relationship. He also said he hopes the relationship will continue to grow going forward. Mr. Obama praised the two countries' effective partnership on global challenges, including growth, preventing Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons, opposing North Korea's nuclear provocations, and trying to end the Ebola epidemic. President-elect Donald Trump campaigned against the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal and the North American Free Trade Agreement. He also threatened to slap tariffs on imports from China and Mexico. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice has warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers that they will be held responsible for what she called heinous bombings of hospitals in rebel-held portions of the city of Aleppo. Rice said the United States condemned the attacks in the strongest terms and said there is no excuse for what she called these heinous actions. The National Security Advisor added that the Syrian regime and its allies, Russia in particular, bears the responsibility for the immediate and long-term consequences these actions have caused in Syria and beyond. Iraqi coalition commanders say Shiite militia allied with the government are in full control of Islamic State military installations in Tal Afar as the coalition pressed Saturday to gain full control of the city west of Mosul. A statement published by the umbrella organization known as the Popular Mobilization Unit said its forces had also cut the main east-west road linking Islamic State-occupied Mosul with the Syrian city of Raqqa. Elsewhere, there was heavy fighting reported on Mosul's eastern perimeter early Saturday as coalition forces backed by U.S.-led air power sought to penetrate deeper into the heavily fortified city.
Contact confirmed and capture confirmed.
A Soyuz rocket carrying a veteran American astronaut, a French newcomer, and a Russian cosmonaut docked with the International Space Station on Saturday. The crew, NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson, Russia's Oleg Novitsky, and France's Thomas Pesquet, join an American and two Russians on board the orbiting lab. Whitson will now be the oldest woman in space, adding to her long list of barrier-breaking records. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.